It's Monday, July 29th, and this is Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio. Hi, I'm George Prentice, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. Les Miserables, it is the world's longest-running musical of all time. It is estimated that the show has been seen by some 130 million people in 44 nations, and it has been translated into 22 languages. A newly conceived production of Les Miserables is now touring North America, and it is coming to the Morrison Center in Boise. Performances begin tomorrow, Tuesday, July 30th, and run through Sunday, August 4th. Joshua Grosso plays Marius, the love-torn hero in Les Miserables. I spoke to him the other morning. It was a rare opportunity, given that his job requires him to be a night owl, but it was well worth our time for him to spend part of his morning with us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Les Miserables, it's an epic musical, grand in scope and story, and it's truly a modern opera, yes?
Absolutely. The whole thing is done. From the very first downbeat to the last note, after those, say, maybe around like 2 hours and 50 minutes, basically, the whole entire thing is done. It's definitely one of the more unique musicals out there.
I'm old enough and lucky enough to have seen the original of Les Miserables at the Barbican back in London back in 1985. At the time, the sense was that it was a musical of its time, as freedom took on this sense of urgency in the 1980s. But here we are in 2019, winds of change in Latin America and other corners of the globe, and the theme of Les Miserables still resonates.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those shows and one of those themes that I don't think we'll never necessarily grow out of, because I just think the themes that the show touches on are themes that ultimately make us human and are the ones that we've wrestled with for such a long time, not only as a society, but also I'd say a lot of people personally have to deal with right and wrong, have to deal with identity, have to deal with redemption, forgiveness, making a choice on where to leave their lives. I think it's one of the main reasons why the show has had such an impact globally, because it does stand for something and it does incite some form of revolution, some form of change, whether it be social or personal within one's life. I don't see the show dying out anytime soon.
The internet is a fabulous treasure chest, so it was pretty great to see a YouTube video I found of you singing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's pretty swell.
That was so long ago. I don't remember. It was one of my first songs that I basically sang like publicly.
Maybe I've been here before. I know this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. And I saw your flag on the marble arch. 'Cause love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
Let's talk about touring. You have a very unique experience of seeing much of this nation. Tell me about that.
It can be difficult at times, just simply because basically I've been living out of two suitcases for about 2 years now, you know, and then obviously you have like a lot of hotels. On the flip side of that, it's an amazing way to get to know the country, get to know the place that you call home. I'm also extremely blessed because not a lot of people my age have the opportunity to not only travel, but to then go ahead and do what you love as well. I'm 25 and I've been to, I don't know how many states. You know, there's like a culture within our own culture and getting to know different, definitely it's been a blessing.
On the short list of great roles for a musical theater performer, I mean, Marius has to be near the top, yes?
It's absolutely at the top of my list. But yeah, he's been a beautiful character to play. He is a beautiful character to play every single day. Yeah, I'm extremely lucky for that.
Joshua Grosso plays Marius in Les Miserables, and it's coming to the Morrison Center. Beginning Tuesday, July 30th, it runs through Sunday, August 4th. Joshua, safe journey. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for joining us. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice, and they're going to let me try this again tomorrow. But many thanks to the people who make this show happen. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.